It's the 4th of March. We're reporting to you from the Karanga camp at just under 13,000 feet on Kilimanjaro. Our acclimatization plan has been to, as we traverse the most beautiful parts of this mountain, beneath the glaciers and walking up and down the valleys that were formed by the volcanic action over the years here, in the dry and desolate, but also very beautiful landscape. Our goal has been to acclimatize by hiking high each day up to over 14,000 feet, but always sleeping between 12 and 13,000 feet. Our bodies are forced to adapt when they become inactive and we go to bed at night. And certainly the vigorous breathing we do as we hike these trails each day adds to acclimatization as well. We'll have 3 nights, more than 72 hours at these elevations before finally, tomorrow afternoon, we get to our high camp where we'll go for the summit of Kilimanjaro, and that's at 15,700 feet. I've talked about Hudson, our cook, one of our staff members, and his the guys that help him out. I probably haven't said much about the type food Hudson cooks. You may be wondering about that. We are up here in the wilderness, of course, but we've enjoyed his style and his flair for good food. I remember back in Arusha when Angie and Doug Ray and I were spending some time together at the hotel before the rest of the group arrived. Angie made it clear to me one morning when we were having breakfast. She says, "I'm an Alberta farm girl and I like eggs." I suppose at that time she probably thought we were enjoying the last of our fresh eggs at the breakfast at the hotel, but actually Hudson and his crew fix wonderful omelets and fried eggs for us every morning, along with home fries and great porridge, and as always here in the Kilimanjaro region, a lot of great fruit and vegetables, sliced fruit for breakfast every morning. But I've got to tell you a good story about lunch today. We had a fairly long walk today. We got into lunch, which is also our camp here at Karanga, at about 2 o'clock. And as always is the case, before when you've been out a few days, John's sort of reminiscing about home, daydreaming a bit. And he's talking about how he'd like to have a half a chicken, french fries, and coleslaw from Swiss Chalet. And we all sort of drifted into our memories of what great food we have sometimes back home. But we walked into camp a few moments later, walked into the dining tent, and you wouldn't believe it, that's exactly what Hudson had prepared. Chicken, french fries, and coleslaw. In addition, he had some great grilled cheese sandwiches. So we're satisfied now after a big lunch. There's clouds blowing about. We can't see the glaciers above, or we can't see the forest below right now. We're relaxing, getting ready to spend a bit of time organizing our gear before we move to high camp tomorrow.